KUFM, it is Tender and Steve. Tender and Steve's Good Luck Hino truck is out on the streets of Newcastle on its way to make its next delivery. We'll do that just before 8 o'clock with Tender and Steve this morning.
I love this story that's around. Started yesterday and we're about to talk to the lady at the centre of it. But so often when someone does us wrong, our response, obviously, is one of anger.
Of course, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
and revenge.
And revenge. And
like why I said that too.
I do like why you said that. But this lady's response is very, very different. Her name is Jessica Eckford-Aguilera. Don't think she's related to Christina, but we can ask her because she's on the phone. G'day, Jessica.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
You've done a pretty amazing thing, Jess.
Oh, thank you.
Well, tell us. You work at Newcastle Flower Market. You went to work yesterday morning, and what did you discover?
Yeah, so we've driven in and our van was completely graffitied on the back. And a bit angry at the time, obviously, and took us around about 3 hours to get it off. Yeah, it's just really disappointing, I think, when you come in and find things like that. But I just wanted to turn it into a positive, to be honest, and try and find a person that did it. And generally, it's kids that graffiti. And I just wanted to put something out there to my contacts on Facebook and Insta and just say, look, you know, if anyone can help me find the offender, we'll donate $2,500 worth of flowers for the next 6 months. And with finding the offender, we want to be able to give that person a job and teach that person responsibility and how to look after someone else's product.
Now,
and
from that, you did find the person.
We have, yeah. Look, over, I have to say, everyone have been incredibly, it's just overwhelming the response that we've got from it, and just beautiful people, lovely messages. But just over 10 people came forward and named this particular person, and I believe he's not in a great state. So I truly hope that he does come forward and accepts the job.
So have you actually been in touch with him yourself via some form of social media, Jess?
Yes, yeah, I have. He hasn't responded yet. I really do hope that, you know, I'm not sure if he has a mobile phone or whether he has regular internet access. But
yeah, the truth is, Jess, if he has had a hard time and whatever got him to the point he's at, chances are he doesn't believe what's getting offered up to him.
I know, I kind of think that too. Everyone, you know, a lot of people said to me, you do not want to bring this person on. And I just kind of, that makes me feel really sad. I think that I did see one of his posts on social media and it says, you know, we've all done wrong at some time, at some point, and everyone deserves a second chance. So I think he is kind of paying for what he may have done. And yeah, I just hope, I really do hope he comes forward, even if it's a day a week. He doesn't have to work full time, I'm not saying that. If he comes forward and just wants to hang out with us for a day a week, 2 days a week, whatever it might be, hopefully it turns it into a positive for him.
You know, and hopefully it's a positive for you too, and I'm sure it will be because of the feedback you've got already, because so often we see these stories and we, you know, you expect the anger and you expect the person at the centre of it, like the victim, that is you, to be full of anger and going, you know, I work hard and this is what I find, and it's all true. But to be as incredibly generous as you are, full of grace and wanting to help, where does that come from?
I said this morning to a few other people that everyone's got a story to tell, and I just think everyone deserves a second chance. And it was interesting to see how many, you know, so many responses, especially on Facebook. And I would say probably 90% of them are, you know, wow, this is incredible. There is that 10% of, you know, quite abusive and what are you doing? And, you know, I think it's nice to see other people on the same train as me too. So there's good people out there.
Yeah, I know, Tanya, the same. I immediately went to, well, that's a really cool thing you're doing. I didn't go, what are you doing, you idiot? Surprising that people do, but I didn't actually think that, which normally would be my go-to.
Yeah, well, hopefully this fellow has some good people around him that can say, you know, this lady is offering you a bit of a lifeline here.
Yeah.
And hopefully he takes it up. But can you let us know?
Oh, no, totally. And look, you know, I'll definitely put something out I'm going to do a live today on Facebook just to say thank you to everyone. It's been incredibly overwhelming, and never, ever thought that I'd get the response that I have done. And but, yeah, definitely, I hope he comes forward, and hopefully there's, you know, a year's time we'll be doing another story with him, and he's a lot better than what it is today.
Yeah, that's nice. Lovely. Just to be clear, Jess, that message he said when he wanted a second chance, that was on social media? He didn't spray paint up the side of a house?
No. There was no tags on that one.
No tags. Nice. I think you're doing a good thing. We'll keep an eye on this story, hey, team.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Jessica.
No worries. Thank you so much.
There she is. That's amazing. She's providing this bloke an opportunity for change.
I guarantee you he doesn't believe. He goes, what's the catch? What's going on? Do I go in there and then you call the police? I'll guarantee you he is, by the sounds of him, it's pretty hard to get his trust.
Yeah. Well, look, he's graffitied. Yes, he's done property damage.
He didn't kill anyone.
No. So hopefully there's someone that can encourage him to take up her offer. What a beautiful lady.
Yeah, absolutely. Cheers. You can follow her on Instagram at Newcastle Flower Markets, and same on Facebook as well. It's Tenya and Steve. This is KOFM Morning.
Thanks to KOFM NRL. Hear every minute of every night's game live. Let's go! With Tenya and Steve.
Perfect 10 from Nathan Ross.
The Ross Dog, Nathan Ross.
Oh, congratulations. Great win on the weekend.
Yeah, it was a really good team effort to get out there and win another tight game.
Mate,
yeah.
You've gone too early. I don't mean to embarrass you, but I love you with a number four, but imagine going out on Sunday night and getting a tattoo with number four on your ankle.
No, I got that.
Mate, you've gone too early. I mean, you know, I'd talk to Brownie first before you get a number four tattoo there, mate. Jeez.
Yeah. No, I got that years ago when I was like 18.
But isn't it weird though?
That, I know.
Like, you really did. I think the standout on the night, to be honest with you, is you got the ball. I think being a little bit closer to the game and a little bit closer to the ruck was good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think it's unfortunate the way that the position came about for me to fill, but centre's a position that I've really enjoyed playing for a long time, centre and fullback. I became a winger in first grade, I guess, via necessity so that I could play first grade because there was a vacant wing spot. But I'm really going to enjoy the time close to the action. And if I continue to play good football, hopefully I hold that position for the year.
Well, it was a great game, obviously, because we got the win. But some standouts, yourself. Obviously, Kalen's on fire. But Lachlan Fitzgibbon, being a local boy, how good is he going?
No, he's on fire. And I think that with the way Mitchell Pearce is helping guide him around in attack, and his defence has been outstanding this year, I really see representative honours in Lachlan's future. He's a humble young man, and it's more the little things of his game that he's working on at the moment. Last year he played for us on the right side of the field, the right back rower, but he's always come through as a left back rower. And, the sky's the limit for him if he continues to work hard. The little effort areas are just where he's just gone to another level. He gets back after they put in a kick, and he takes some dirty runs now, and he does the first, and then we'll back the first tackle up with a second tackle. So he's doing all the dirty work, and I think it's good that people are starting to realise what a talent he is.
Yeah.
Well, he was great last year, and, different team as we know. So you've got, the forward pack was bolstered. He could have got lost there, but he's not. Mm. He's shining amongst, you've got Guerra and all these people in there, and Lilliman and the list is. So that's what's great about it, is he's gone to another level.
Yeah, well, I think in pre-season that he might have felt a little bit of fire there.
Yeah,
and
he would.
With the talent that was brought in, but Lachlan's a proper first grader, and he trained really, really hard in the off season. And I guess he's an old school footballer in the terms of that he's tough and he just wants to play footy. There's no BS about him. He just wants to get in there and do the best he can. And it's good that he's a local lad and he's making the town proud.
Look, enough's been said, I think, about Nathan Brown and the comments after the game.
Yeah.
But did he actually come to you guys this week and go, yeah, this is a lesson for you guys? You know, don't shoot off that the hip, or how did he frame it?
Or were
you
too busy high fiving him for bag and weight?
I gave him a few sneaky high fives. look, Nathan actually came in when we did video review on the. I think it was Monday we did video review, and he came in and actually apologised. He said, look, boys, they should be talking about how well you guys played and the victory that you guys had, but in turn people are talking about my remarks. And I guess that shows the type of person Nathan is. He doesn't want it to be about him.
It's heat of the moment thing.
Yeah, but I think all his remarks are right. Like, when he got here, the club wasn't in a very good position, and every decision that he's made since being here, he's made for the long-term success of the club. And I think a few times when the team hasn't been winning, it could have put some pressure on him, but he still continued to make decisions that no matter what, Newcastle Rugby League will be in a better position than when he got it in. And I think it's great that we're starting to win games for him.
It's a true point, though, because of what happened. It's what we are forgetting. Like, that was a phenomenal game against the Broncos. You guys showed what you're capable of. Yeah. You're in the top eight now. Might be early days, but I'm saying, like, I think you've changed everyone's opinion. Yeah. You can win a couple and go, yeah, okay, but I think that Bronco game really changed everyone's opinion.
Well, I'm pretty sure we held them scoreless for 50 or 60 minutes. And in the first half, when we had a look at the stats on the board, we had a dropout at the 17th minute, a dropout at the 18th minute, and a dropout at the 19th minute. So three dropouts. So we had to defend basically five sets consecutively, and then another dropout at the 38th minute and the 39th minute to force them into an error. To then Mitchell hits the field goal, where in years gone, our defensive line might not have held up. We might not have worked as hard for each other. But to show that we've got that in us now, that steel, to continue to turn teams away from our try line and then take our opportunities when they arise, I think it's good.
We're going to need it against the Storm this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Melbourne are a tremendous team, and they've been at the top of their power for a long time. They've had an inclusion of Riley Jacks. They've moved young Brodie Croft on at the moment, I think, just due to try and stiffen up the defence, because Melbourne have always been a team that like to grind teams out. So they'll be trying their best to stop us. But
there's never a good time to meet Melbourne, but this is a really tough time because they need a win.
They do.
So they'll be hungry, and it's their home ground. So, yeah, you're right. As T said, it's a tough one. Just quickly, Sean Kenny-Dowd, does he practice catching with his chest at training?
Look, I don't think anyone – it's pretty hard for people to notice, but these kickoffs that are coming these days, they're like worse than the torpedo first came in.
I said to Tanya, it was really nice being at a live game again, and you see that ball up there, I just – go and cry.
Yeah,
I can't catch that.
Yeah, the people that kick the ball off, they kick and they hit the ball in the center of the ball.
Yeah.
And then rather than making a twisting or a turning motion, it floats and it moves. It can move sideways like that, so it's a lot more difficult than it looks, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. How can we help him? What about taking him to a paintball range and just fire
him? Getting him to dodge some stuff?
Yeah, getting him to dodge some paintball.
When he did that catch on Saturday night, I assure you, I wouldn't have minded taking him to a paintball range. the coach. But, hey, look, he's always remembered by your mistakes. He's having a great year.
Absolutely.
He is, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
good luck. Storm, when are you next home again?
Not for a while.
So we're away at Tamworth and we're away again, but next home game, I'm sure if we continue to trend the way we're trending, we'll be pretty much a sellout because the crowd in the town's really getting behind us, that's for sure.
I think it's early May, to be honest.
I haven't heard anyone thank us for our Knights Rev Up song that helped the victory on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. No mention of that. No, you're bloody welcome.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, okay. Our song was the only reason you beat the Broncos.
Did you hear it?
No, I missed it.
Oh, my God!
Should we play it to Ross Dog on the way out?
All right. You've got to listen because you feature.
Risey.
Oh, do I? Hope it's nice.
As part of our show, it would be much better if you're a little bit more enthusiastic about the song, mate.
Well, I've heard it too many times, eh?
Nathan hasn't. A little bit.
Good luck against Melbourne, mate. Yes. Love your work. Here's our song. Written by Tony Butterfield, we might point out.
Yeah. And performed by Tanya and Steve and Jake Davey, a local musician.
Rosie!
Okay, here it is. I'll press play on it.
It's raining all the summer. Is this the team that's gonna have a crack and take on any team? It's been pretty tough of late, you know. You get that sometimes, take the blows. But now's the time to show us what it means. Come on. Come on, here we come on. Rostock's off the chain and looking mean.
Oh, yeah.
Soon you just found a home and super keen. Sione's busting tackles. Barney's broke the shackles. Sabidi boys are big and mighty bean. Come on, here we come on. Come on.
He's looking impressed, people.
I like it.
Watson, it's good to see you back. Lockie surgeon runs, Ponga, he's a gun. JB in charge is not much that we lack. Come on, Huey, come on, come on. Come on, Huey, come on. Come on, Huey, come on, come on. Come on, Huey, come on.
There you go.
Yes, I love it.
There you go, Ross.
Top of the charts.
That's so sweet.
Take that to training.
There's Nathan Ross from the Newcastle Knights. Join Senior and Steve every Wednesday here at KOFM.